Hi there. Welcome to Nigeria Daily. Thank you so much for joining. I am Martia Umar. Among a series of bills rejected by the National Assembly in its constitutional amendment are some that are very important to Nigerian women. This development prompted scores of them to descend on the National Assembly complex in Abuja in protest on Wednesday. They are accusing the lawmakers of choosing to deny women the opportunity of inclusion and representation in governance by voting against the bills. Of the 68 legislations, about 5 bills sought to promote more opportunities for women in political parties, governance, and the society at large. One of the bills sought to grant citizenship to foreign-born husbands of Nigerian women. The others sought to allocate 35% of political positions based on appointment to women. Another legislation sought to create special seats for women in national and state assemblies. But why were these bills rejected in a House of Assembly? Balarabi Alukasim, Daily Trust reporter who covers activities at the House of Representatives, speaks about the rejection of the bills.
You know, bills have to get required votes or required majority votes from the members when it is presented on the floor. So this one is about a constitutional amendment where about 68 bills were considered on the floor that day. So that particular bill, which is for more participation of women in parliament, it actually seeks for about 111 seats cutting across the federal legislature and the states reserved for women. And it was sponsored by a lawmaker from the Southeast, on NGHR to be precise. And the bill failed to scale through when it was presented on the floor of the House. And the woman spoke to journalists yesterday saying that she was disappointed about what happened. And today, the House spokesperson, Kalu, while addressing journalists, said the woman had not campaigned or lobbied men or maybe stakeholders to push for its passage as they should. They failed to act at the time when they should have acted. So that was why the bill failed to scale through, and it was eventually rejected at the House of Reps and by the Senate also, which means there will be no action on it unless there is another constitutional amendment, maybe by the next National Assembly.
I would say it's a long time. So is that the same thing that happened to the other bills? I know that 5 of the bills were turned down out of the 68 that was passed.
Yes.
And this has to do with women. There's this one that talks about the citizenship of a Nigerian woman, a husband.
Yes, that one was equally rejected by the House. I don't know whether the Senate adopted it or not. But in this case, even if the Senate adopted a bill and the House passed it, that bill will eventually go because the two chambers have to agree and pass a bill to be okayed. Even if one passed it and the other one didn't, so that bill will eventually go because some of the bills were passed by maybe the Senate and others passed by the House. But if they didn't agree, if one chamber didn't pass it, then it will eventually go. But at the end, they adopted one bill that is about women looking for the 35% affirmative action, which the House later adopted and suggested 20% affirmative action for women.
That was Balarabi Alukasim, Daily Trust reporter at the House of Representatives. We'll go on a quick break, but be rest assured that we will be back to stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Nigeria Daily from Daily Trust. And today we're discussing the gender bills rejected by the National Assembly, which sparked a protest. If you want to listen to this episode again or our previous episodes, visit our website at dailytrust.com. You can listen via Buzzsprout, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify just by searching for Nigeria Daily. From the protest, it is quite obvious that women are not happy about the rejection of these bills. Why are they even protesting? Barrister Zara Balu is the vice chairperson of the International Federation of Women Lawyers, Borno State Branch, and she speaks with Lillian Ogazi.
Okay, I'm Barrister Zara. I'm the vice chairperson, International Federation of Women Lawyers, Borno State Branch. Women are demanding for their right as to participation in decision-making policy, and then they felt women have a voice and they need representation, and then address some of the gender inequality that is affecting women and increasing violence against women.
With all this that you've mentioned, do you think women are ready to actually take over home of affairs?
Yeah, I believe to some extent women are willing. The only challenge women are facing is because of the marginalization. When you are a woman, because of gender, they don't even give you chances. I think these are some of the challenges women face, and these are some of the reasons why women, even if they want to aspire, they look at the negative aspect of it and then decline interest not to. But the few women that I know in the past that are aspiring to look for, to seek for elective positions are willing and determined to ensure that they represent the voices of women. And we believe some of these are the reason why women are not carried out in that aspect.
All right. Do you think they have what it takes?
Yeah, we are capable. And I believe the few women that were given opportunities have performed well, and they are willing and they are representing us well.
That was Barrister Zara Balu, the vice chairperson of FIDA Borno State Branch. This right, according to women, come with a lot of benefits to women in particular and the society at large. What would have been the benefits of these bills if they had been passed? Mariam Bella Muhammad is a human rights activist and a public affairs analyst, and she speaks about the possible consequences of not passing the bills.
Yeah, before I say anything about the benefits, I'm going to say that every woman, every girl child needs to see that in this generation, 21st century, that the audacity of the woman is being stamped on, her audacity to rise. So this bill not been passed, 5 out of 60+, this is to show that the audacity of the woman to rise is being stamped on. So the benefit of this bill, I'll respond to you, is that it's going to make the voice of a woman to be louder, and then her contribution to societal growth, her contribution in decision making, nationally, socially, in every way possible, is going to be inclusive. So how can 35% be a threat, and it's not even equal? And we're talking about equality, and they are saying that giving this 35% or 15% is going to mean that it is going against democracy and equality. So is it now that it favors the other gender, that everybody now sees it as, everybody remembers equality and democracy? And there is no party, I want to be specific, no party has a woman specifically in a sound position apart from a woman leader. We're not even allowed to be women secretary. The women are not there. They're not allowed to be party chairman. You never even see, there is not even debate that a woman can be a party chairman. There is no secretary position for a woman. The highest we get is woman leader. So this is saying that we are going backward in democracy. This is 21st century. And women are saying, include us in this decision-making. But you made the battleground very almost impossible for women. So there is a lot that needs to be seen. And the setback is that it's suddenly that domestic violence is going to still maintain its life. Women's lives are going to still be set back, because there's nobody that is carrying our message. The NGOs, the media, there is limitation. But being part of the policy decision-making body, everything that concerns the woman and the girl child, we are part of it. There is somebody to speak on our behalf. There is somebody to say something. We're now saying that this not passing of the bill is not the end, because we're not going to stop. It's not going to shut us up as women. The inclusion is desirable because there are a lot of things, and a woman does not just sit there and her intellectual capacity being stampeded on.
So amongst the five bills that were rejected, one of them is there's something that has to do with indigene problem.
The one with the citizenship, if a woman is married to somebody outside Nigeria and then brings the person to Nigeria, cannot be a Nigerian. Wow. But then if a man brings a wife outside Nigeria and then she comes into Nigeria, she is a Nigerian. That is so gender insensitive. That is so, like, that was a huge one on the face. And I feel every reasonable, responsible man needs to look at that.
Okay, so we have think that this has implications, maybe consequences, if this bill is not looked at, the citizenship you just talked about?
It has a lot of implications. It means it's still taking us backward from democracy. It means it is glaring to the other world that a woman in Nigeria has no space. It means we're even foreigners in our own land, that you cannot make a decision. So a woman's choice is being limited. So what about those women that get to marry from another places and then they have families? So families should break up because the man coming down to Nigeria cannot be a Nigerian. So there is a lot that we need to look at. And I'm suggesting that our men should just loosen up and see to the reason. More than it is a part or so than anything, it is just, let's have a space. We also have a voice. A woman from the home, she has been taking decisions. She has been taking care of the child and everything. And then we say a woman is a homemaker, but she cannot make a nation. A woman in power, a woman in an elected position will influence the policy-making body or policies that are going to improve the economy, that are going to improve the nation at large. We've seen women do amazingly well, more than even the men. So if we need progress, we need to be gender sensitive and promote the, if at all, if you look at the 35% to 15% that women are asking, it's talking about equity, not even equality. We've not, because we feel we've not gotten there. So we are like, okay, instead of us asking for 50-50, we're like, okay, give us 35%.
So it's not all about equality now, it's equity.
We're even asking for the equity. That's concerning that bill, the bill that was asking for the 35%.
Yes. Okay.
The other bill of the indigenship, citizenship, is showing totally that Nigeria is not ready, that it's not ready for democracy and progression. And then they are clamoring that this is democracy and this is equality. Where is the equality? If I can bring my husband outside Nigeria and then he cannot be a Nigerian, and then another man, a Nigerian man, can bring his wife into Nigeria and then she becomes Nigerian. Where is the balance?
That was Maryam Bella Muhammad, a human rights activist and a public affairs analyst. You've heard from the women. And on that note, we have come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. I want to say thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production. It is open for sponsorship and advert placement. You can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com and on buzzsprout.com. You can also listen in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast, TuneIn Radio if you're in Yola. Too well to listen to us on NAS FM 89.9. If you're in Jos, you can listen to us on Unity FM 93.3. If you have questions or comments, or even intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, reach us via our social media handles, daily_trust on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Better still, reach us on our WhatsApp number, which is 091-389-33390. Thank you so much for listening, and bye for now.